Any guesses as to what we're doing today? Says the audience who can't talk back. But you can say it. Guess in your head. Three, two, one. If you didn't hear, Zach, it's Werewolf by Night. And you know what Werewolf by Night is?
It is a Marvel Studios special produced by Disney Plus. So yeah, I mean, we keep coming back to these Marvel projects. Why? Because we're giving this a chance because it is their first special. It is in black and white. It is a Halloween special. So it's just an intriguing premise, so we thought we would do it. And it's short.
Right.
I think if it were a movie, we wouldn't do it.
No. So we wouldn't be giving that time of day to this thing.
We're giving another shot tomorrow.
If it was a series, we definitely wouldn't.
Oh, yeah. We haven't done any series.
Since our unreleased WandaVision recap, we have not done
anything. Which was actually, I think, deleted, unless you have it on your computer.
Maybe. I don't know.
When my computer crashed, everything was lost.
Oh, my. Well, it's probably really outdated at this point, so it probably will never come out.
I mean, we released Top Gun 4 months later. Why not release WandaVision 18 months later?
True. We're not exactly like early to the party.
True. It's because we don't do it for the money. But yeah, no, it's a 50-minute special, really like 45 with credits. It stars completely new casts. No, none of these have been referenced in any other area. It kind of came by surprise. They didn't really advertise it that much. Right?
Had you heard? I never heard that this was coming.
Yeah, I
heard
about
the Guardians holiday special that's coming out.
That's going to be their second special, comes out on Christmas. I'm actually very excited for that because the Guardians is my only hope for my only hopeful franchise at this moment.
Our last hope or whatever.
Because of James Gunn and because of him only. But yeah, no, what'd you think of it, Ben?
So, that's never good when I start with a sigh.
So,
but I think this is adequate for what it is.
Okay.
Like, it did not blow me away. Perhaps my viewing experience was a little bit forced. Like, Zach told me when to do this, like, the other day. I was like, okay, I'll watch it.
Yeah,
the day that we're doing recording, and I kind of was in various settings and kind of multitasking while I was doing it a little bit. So I will be honest and say that I was maybe not the most dedicated viewer, but I think I got enough of it to kind of see what it was about.
You do not need to pay attention to this.
I noticed that they did the thing that they do in Schindler's List, which I haven't seen, where they make only red a visible color.
Okay.
And I wasn't sure whether that was, they were just like, oh, this is cool that they did this in Schindler's List, because obviously it's not similar at all to that movie. I think the black and white fits really well, though, with Halloween, so I was pleased with that.
I agree.
The themes with monsters and the hunters, I think they set it up well enough to where you can kind of get what's happening, even though you have no background for what these characters are at all.
It did take a while to figure out what was going on.
Right, because it's like, they're monster hunters, and their leader died, so they have to have a new leader, and they have to kill this monster. And then we get into the werewolf plot, which is, the spoilers come in. The werewolf is one of the
werewolf?
Wasn't he a werewolf?
Werewolf.
Werewolf, okay, sorry. The werewolf was one of the monster hunters.
I'm sorry.
Zach's not going to let me live this down.
I shouldn't be rude, I'm sorry.
And there's also the daughter of the other guy who's supposedly of the guy who was the former leader. She's a disgrace to the family, supposedly, because this other old lady, who we have no idea who she is, says that she is. And they team up, the guy and the girl, with the monster, who's a really nice guy named Ted, which is kind of funny that they named him Ted.
Yeah.
But
do you know who that is?
No.
Oh, really? That Swamp Thing. He's like one of the original Marvel characters.
See, I had no idea.
So this has been an anticipated monster or character for like years. People have been... There was a Swamp Thing... I think it was a movie that came out a long, long time ago, like a very old movie. I don't know if it was by Marvel or not, but he's like one of the first franchises Marvel had in the comics.
Wow.
So he's a very old character, very highly anticipated. Obviously, it's weird that they brought him into this. So that's kind of the history. I mean, that's all the history I'll say about it.
He looked like an elephant the first time you see him because of the trees. You don't know.
Like his
trunk. But he's cool.
Yeah.
He's cool.
And his power was, he like grabbed the head and it like energy to like destroy.
I'll say the violence is pretty graphic in this.
I liked it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The werewolf fight scene at the end where he turns into a werewolf, mm-hmm. and he's like slashing people and
the blood gets on the camera.
Yeah. I didn't even really notice that, but yeah, that's cool that they did that.
I legit actually liked it because I think the shorter that Marvel does, the better.
Right. They have to be focused.
Mm-hmm. I think it was one setting.
Right.
It was three or four characters.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, the Swamp Thing was almost like a... it's not called Swamp Thing. Swamp Thing is the DC version. This is Man Thing.
Man Thing?
Yes, Man Thing.
Okay.
I'm dead serious. So this is Man Thing. No, it was good. It was contained. I think the black and white worked. I think like they got what they were going for, campy practical effects. no, like, not really much CGI besides Man-Thing.
Right.
Or Ted. So, I mean, what do you think of the practical effects?
They were good. Yeah. Yeah. Or are you talking about, like, the
like the werewolf blood effects? Was not CGI.
Seriously? That, yeah, it's good. Because I
didn't think... Are you...
You have to remember the part where I said I didn't pay, like, that close attention.
Gotcha.
At every part.
No, like, most of it was practical effects and, like, the squirting of the blood, like...
Yeah, I could tell that was practical.
He cuts off that lady's head.
Right.
And the lady's head just rolls away. And then, like, cutting off the arm of that one guy. And then there's one part where, like, he, like, bites off this guy's... Was it ear?
Yeah, something.
And, like, all this blood squirts out. He throws his body and the blood squirting everywhere. I was like, this is the most violent thing Marvel's ever done.
Right. It, but they're buying into the, like, Sam Raimi, or for example, mm-hmm. the guy who does practical effects, makes his movies, like, over-the-top gory. Imagine Kill Bill, like, all of that. And it fits really well into, like, a horror movie premise, monster premise.
No, I agree. I think this is where I'm at right now. Like, I'll be happy if I can get some things like this in Marvel. You know what I mean?
This is the level that we stooped to.
No, maybe not even. Like, I think this is actually... I liked it because it's not supposed to be, like, a big story. It's just a Halloween gore fest.
Right.
And but I liked it because themed. Of that. And that's what I was hoping it would be. So that's why I liked it. Even though you said it was adequate, I think I liked it just because that's what I was hoping for. And it's not like they save up till, like, the last 5 minutes where there's a CGI battle, you know? It's not like that. And they're not cameoing many people, shoehorning these plot lines in for no reason with terrible writing that's super postmodern with all these stupid, you know, quips and ruining moments with comedy. I think
maybe the Ted part was a little bit of that, but I thought it was like it was enough. Well, yeah, they didn't really need to do it, but they're like, his name's Ted, and they're like, oh, it's a stupid Marvel joke now in the middle, but whatever.
Maybe Kevin Feige's like, we need one of those in every
I feel like that's maybe what's happening.
No, but I mean, besides that, there's not much to talk about. I thought the acting was great. I thought it was a cool character to introduce. I hope they keep standalone things.
Like yes. Do you want them to add these characters into more of the?
They're gonna.
Okay.
It's too big of a franchise to not.
Okay.
Man-Thing, at least. Werewolf by Night. He's a relatively small character, but they showed them in color at the end.
Right. Yeah.
So they're
gonna
introduce them somewhere. Right. Probably in like a month.
There's so many TV shows that there's so many places they could get introduced to.
So it's just like they'll get introduced somewhere. It's just like a quick introduction. We still don't know the characters. But I think like I'm just like I said, we're at the point where I'm happy if I get something like this in the midst of She-Hulk. This is like water. I was like drinking pee in acid. And now I get to drink water and I am just so refreshed. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's like not because water is so great. But, like, water is just so neutrally good.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I mean, I see what you're saying. Okay, yeah.
Good.
That like, maybe, I was drinking salt water. Maybe I've just so fallen off the train of Marvel that, like, I, like, don't really care that they gave it to me, but I'm not upset that they gave it to me.
Sure.
That's kind of where I'm at.
I'll probably watch it one more time next Halloween. But there are better Halloween movies, obviously.
Right. Yeah. And I will say, this is the start of Spooktober. For Movie Vault,
yeah,
our first, like, I don't know how many horror movies we'll end up doing, maybe two or three at the most, probably.
Yeah.
Probably more like two, I would guess. But it's kind of fun to get started in some of this, because horror is such a different genre. Like, you get to focus on the primal emotions of humans as opposed to going into all this nuance. Like
we talked about last episode, the first layer of Maslow's hierarchy of needs.
Right, exactly. And so I think... I didn't used to have an appreciation for horror as much, and recently I've had more of an appreciation for the basic horror movies.
Hi, Mom. Sorry, my mom just walked in. Yes. Sorry. What were you saying?
Oh, I was just saying I've gotten more of an appreciation for these more basic horror movies, where I used to be like, oh, I don't like horror movies. I only like psychological horror movies because they're more advanced, whereas now I like more like gory, just like base-level horror movies.
True. True. I agree. The simpler, the better.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Sometimes. Obviously, horrors, you can overdo things and repeat things way too many times. True. But there are still those things that are just really good and are not really that complicated.
Hey, I mean, the classics are simple. They speak for themselves.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, I agree. Do you have anything else to add to that, Ben?
Nope.
I think those are pretty simple and sweet, just like the actual special was simple and sweet.
Yep.
Kind of like sweet tea.
Right.
Simple syrup, and it's sweet.
Yep.
Simple and sweet.
Absolutely.
No, like Ben. Ben is simple and sweet. He's not. He doesn't ask for overly complex things. He's a simple guy. He has complex emotions, sure, but he's simple and he's sweet.
Oh.
Like sweet tea.
And Zach's complex and he's hard to please.
That's true. Like a hard vodka. Or like, no, I'm like apple cider vinegar.
Right. That's a good comparison.
Undrinkable. You have to dilute me to even withstand me.
But you need it for your health. So.
Yeah, true. I help, but you have to dilute me. You can't just drink
me
raw.
You have to dilute him with other people.
You can't just drink me raw. That's funny. And Ben's just a good sweet tea. You know, you got to brush your teeth after. But you still...
It might be bad for your long-term health if you keep drinking it over and over again.
And people in the South prefer him. So Northern people aren't really amidst of that.
Yeah,
especially during the Civil War. Ben would side with the North anyway. So.
Right, yeah. True.
Hopefully. We hope so here at the Movie Vault. We're Northerners here in the movie.
If we haven't revealed that yet.
Yeah.
I mean, if you've listened to enough, you probably know
we exactly what city.
And maybe even the colleges that we go to have been name dropped over time.
Yep. Yale.
I go to Harvard. He goes to Yale.
No, you don't go to Harvard. You go to Sanford.
I go to Samford?
Stanford.
Stanford. Oh, Stanford. Yeah. Sanford is also a college. It's not nearly
but
as
I said Stanford.
Academically.
Didn't
elite as Stanford is.
No.
Do you think Stanford... This is such a random tangent, but I'm going to say it anyway. Do you think Stanford has a higher reputation than some Ivy League schools?
Yeah. I think
over Brown, over Cornell, over Dartmouth. Dartmouth. Over Penn, probably?
UPenn, yeah, it is. I think...
Columbia, maybe.
No, not Columbia. I think Stanford is like a Princeton, good Princeton.
Good as Princeton?
Yeah.
So you put Columbia over Princeton?
I think so because I know one of my good friends went to Columbia.
Okay.
And like he says it is. But
well, of course he says it is.
No, but like I know, but he's a pretty neutral guy.
One of my professors went to Princeton, so now I respect it a lot.
I just recently dropped a class of a guy who got his PhD at Stanford. That's why I don't like Stanford, okay?
Right, they make it too hard.
No,
I think when I think of Stanford, I think more of like the engineering and computer science stuff. It's like MIT in my mind. I know they have a good medical school too, but whereas Columbia, I think of law.
True, Columbia law, yeah.
Harvard, I think of everything. Right?
Yeah, Harvard really good
business,
at all
medical.
They're number one in everything.
Yeah, they're like number one in everything. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's the hot spot of the greatest and most evil minds.
Right. So. And Yale is like a close number two in everything.
Yeah.
Maybe a far away number two in
Yale
everything.
Wasn't always that way. They used to be in the lead. So.
Right.
Then Princeton used to be a theological seminary.
So they all used to be.
I know, but like
now
Princeton like... was like the greatest one.
Oh, okay, yeah.
It was
and
the
that's
greatest
not...
of them all. But now it's like not even the best Ivy League.
Right, yeah, it's a sort of a B-tier Ivy League. At least it's not a C-tier Ivy League, though.
True, that's true.
I mean, Brown's letting in like 9% of... Or Cornell's letting in like 9% of their people. Like, what's up with that?
Brown's pretty good. I think Dartmouth is good. The thing is, like, if you're comparing it to all schools, they're really good schools. But if you're, like, comparing them to, like, Harvard, they're not as good.
Harvard's, like, what, 3% in it? It's, like, crazy.
No, it's really, really low because... I think a lot of people go there, but like when I'm talking about medical school right now, it's like a 3.92 average GPA, 521 MCAT average.
Yeah.
That's the highest that there is.
Yeah, 521 is pretty much the highest you're going to average in any medical school.
Yeah, and then like their extracurriculars are like national awards, so.
And you have to know somebody, probably.
That's true. You got to pay a lot of money.
Nepotism goes a long ways at those schools.
I hope I can get in one of these places so my kid can go these.
Yeah. It's like once you start, the hardest part is breaking in.
That's true. But no, I think that's all we have to say about Ivies now, too.
That was a weird tangent to go on, but...
It's all right. But no, Werewolf by Night, I give it a solid 3 out of 5 stars, 60%.
Yeah, I agree. So, 3 out of 5.
I just think it was fun. I think it is what it is. Marvel, give us... I'd rather have 100 of these than any She-Hulk episode. That apple cider vinegar trash that you have been feeding us, force-feeding us through a vent. You're not even putting air through it. You're
I'm going to agree with Zach, vinegar. Even though I haven't seen She-Hulk.
She-Hulk is so atrocious. They had Daredevil in the last episode.
Yeah.
And he was really good. Like, he's a cool guy. But they sleep together, and it's just like, my least favorite character and one of my favorite characters hooked up. And I was just like, this is so embarrassing. This is so embarrassing. Daredevil, get out of here. Don't ruin your reputation with this trash heap woman.
Strong words from Zach Lee Wold.
Yes. Anyway, we love you. Ben loves you.
We love that the toilet's been going off for the last like 10 minutes and you're going to hear it the whole time.
If you can hear it, then yes, there is.
But we don't care enough.
There's excrement flowing above us right now.
Right.
So.
Yeah.
Do you remember, wasn't that in David's basement?
Yeah, David's basement was also
we could
like
hear
that.
Them pee.
Yeah, yeah. It's like right above you.
We're like,
well, same with this.
We're like, David, hold off on the water, man.
Yeah.
Or the sweet tea if you love Ben.
Right.
You can't drink me, though. So.
No.
Okay. All right. Well, we love you. That's it.
Bye.